Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Northumberland County and the local school boards are teaming up to present a free morning-long event to parents and the public on February 28th. It is to raise awareness about bullying and to promote kindness. It is called a Pink Shirt Day community event. The Early Years Services Department at the county has organized a speaker from the Merit Center. She will talk about understanding bullying at a young age and promoting kindness between children. It will take place at the Best Western Coburg Inn and is open to families, educators, early years professionals, and the public. There will be free childcare for the event. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes until 12 noon. A free light lunch will be provided. Have a listen and see if it is something you or someone you might know that could benefit by attending. I am so pleased today to have with me Amy Dubois, Early Years Supervisor, and Lisa Smith, Early Years Coordinator for Northumberland County. Welcome to you both to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you, Robert.
Amy, I'm going to start with you. Mm-hmm. What is Pink Shirt Day?
Sure. So Pink Shirt Day, it is a day where we can come together and bring awareness to the topic of bullying. Pink Shirt Day was started, actually, it's celebrated by now more than 180 countries around the world. So it's really excited that it's recognized worldwide. But what's really exciting is that it was also founded first in 2007 in a high school in Nova Scotia. So Pink Shirt Day first came about when there was a grade 9 student who went to school in high school that day wearing a pink polo shirt. And unfortunately, there were some students who made fun of him for wearing the shirt. And they chanted homophobic slurs. They pushed him around a bit. And there were some grade 12 students that decided that that just wasn't acceptable and that that was unfair treatment of this student. So they decided to take a stand. And that night, they promoted via social media, and at the time it was, I think, MSN Messenger they had shared. They promoted that they were going to go to school that day, the next day, wearing pink tank tops themselves. So they went out and purchased, I believe, 50 tank tops, shared with their friends that they were going to wear those shirts and just to take a stand and say that, no, it's not okay to treat others in this way. Since 2007, other countries all around the world have promoted kindness, raised awareness, tried to gain an understanding of bullying and how unfair it is, and just to have that conversation.
Just a quick follow-up. What day is it?
So Pink Shirt Day is celebrated the last Wednesday of February. So technically Pink Shirt Day is on February 25th of this year, but the event that we're here to talk about and promote that Northumberland County is putting on in alignment also with our school boards is going to take place on February 28th, which is the Saturday.
Right. Lisa, what is the theme for this year's Pink Shirt Day?
So this year, Pink Shirt Day looks at sprinkling kindness. So just talking about, how kindness matters. And with that being said, we are around having our Pink Shirt Day, we have invited Susan Hopkins from the Merit Center to share with us a little bit around self-regulation and how children, adults, how we all self-regulate and what that looks like, and how we can, as adults, support positive behavior in child development and with ourselves and one another, how we may lend our calm to folks, and yes, how we interact and help to support each other.
I'd like to come back to that and talk about it in much more detail later, but Why do you think, Lisa, we need more kindness in the world today?
I think it's those small acts of kindness that they make a difference. It's just those little things that can make somebody's day. I think that we need to be more self-aware. Things that we say and do, sometimes maybe if we're under some stress-related situations, they can impact people for a long time and how our reactions are. And so we want to be self-aware and mindful. And with that, it's how we look at ourselves and other and through the lens of self-regulation.
Amy, what kind of things would you include when it comes to being kind?
Being kind. I think it's important to recognize that everybody is unique and everybody brings their own value and importance to this world. So just being kind to everybody that you're approaching, regardless of age, sex, gender, orientation, that we're just being open and inclusive, accepting of each individual.
Lisa, what special event is the county involved with related to Pink Shirt Day? You started to talk a bit about it. Can you give us some more details?
All right, so it will be Saturday, February the 28th. The doors open at 9 o'clock. It's at the Best Western in Coburg. As I mentioned, doors open at 9. The event starts with our keynote speaker, Susan Hopkins, at 9:30 from the Merit Center. We're offering child minding. It is a time for conversations. So we want to look at having conversations. With the community, it is a community event. There's so much to share here. So it is a community event. We have child minding available. It will run till 11:30, where then Susan, after having conversations with everybody, we will start to and talking about strategies to be used with young children while looking at bullying through the lens of self-regulation. We will then look to have a Q&A, and then a lunch will be followed. So that is happening on Saturday. Folks can register via Eventbrite through the county website.
Amy, why is the county involved?
Oh, the county is involved because our early years team specifically, where Lisa and I work, the early years division for Northumberland County, we support the licensed childcares as well as the early on locations, which is supporting the children of Northumberland County. While bullying can technically happen at any age, it's very important for the topic of bullying to be discussed. From a very early age with children. So we want to support our families and our caregivers and our children. And it's just a really positive event that we feel very strongly is important to be promoted. So that's why we're involved.
Just to follow that up, Amy, what role has the county played in the organization of this? You mentioned some other organizations are also involved.
Yes. So the Pink Shirt Day for Northumberland County, as Lisa mentioned, is taking place on February 28th. It's delivered in collaboration with the Merit Center, which Lisa touched a little bit upon. The Merit Center does have Susan Hopkins attending, and she is our keynote speaker. We've also partnered with the school boards as well. So those being the Kawartha Pine Ridge District School Board and the Peterborough, Victoria, Northumberland, and Clarington Catholic School Board. So it's really a team effort, and we've been promoting it as much as possible out in the community, one of which through this radio interview with you. So we're very thankful for that. But our school boards have been promoting it, and wherever we can get the word out, we're just trying to encourage people to attend. So really a team effort.
Just another question for you is who is paying for this since it is free to the public?
I believe Northumberland County, Lisa, I'm not sure if you're from aware, but I think it is Northumberland County that is sponsoring the event.
It is through our
Yes,
early years
right.
budget. Yes. Yep.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa, I'd like to bring you back into the conversation. We've mentioned the keynote speaker a couple of times, and we've mentioned this Merit Center. Can you tell us what those things are and who they are and a bit of background on both of them?
Okay, well, interestingly enough, the Merit Center, it is a Canadian-based organization, and it is Dr. Stuart Shanker, that it is known as Shanker Self-Regulation. Reg, who has created this framework designed to help parents and educators and professionals. And he actually lives in Gore's Landing. So he is very local to us. The Shankers, so I guess I won't get too far into everything, but it is founded. It's a framework designed to help children, educators, and professionals, and it's to help them understand and manage stress-driven behavior in children and youth. And it is founded on research, and it is into neuroscience and psychology. And so here in Northumberland County, our early years folks, which there's roughly over 300 educators in Northumberland County, our early years has really invested in this talk of self-regulation and understanding. And we have over 180 educators that are trained.
Lisa, this organization talks about children better understanding and managing their emotions. As providers of services to families and children, what are you seeing when it comes to children's behavior?
We're seeing that children are, especially since COVID, sometimes, maybe having a little bit of dysregulation. And what self-regulation is it helps to support children in regulating their emotions. And that can be done through a variety of ways. It could be through, lending your calm to a child, using soft eyes, understanding that 90% of behavior is stress behavior and only 10% of behavior is misbehavior. So when somebody sets off for the day and they maybe cut somebody off in their car, they may not be intending to start their day being a bad, rude driver. They've had something happen to them prior that's creating a stress behavior and is in turn impacting the misbehavior that may be happening.
Lisa, you used a term dysregulating. What does that mean?
Dysregulate could mean that you're struggling with your emotions in the moment. You could be dysregulated because you woke up late for work, or a child woke up late for childcare, and then they didn't have time to have their breakfast, and they need their breakfast in order to, they need that time before in order to plan for the day and prepare for the day. And so by the time that they get to their next location, say at a childcare drop-off, they're dysregulated because they've been impacted in the way that how they normally regulate themselves and feel. They're not able to do that because they've been thrown into the throes of the day, so to speak. And it's that dysregulation that can make it difficult and affect behavior, which then in turn could become a tantrum at drop-off at the child care center, say, right? That would be a form of being dysregulated. And it's when you're, and it happens to us as adults too. It may not be in the form of a tantrum, but it throws us off course, right? And it can make then again things difficult for your next steps.
And it can look like, just to jump in here, emotional dysregulation. So it can be verbal outbursts. It can be, like Lisa had mentioned, tantrums, shouting, yelling, screaming, crying. And it can lead to trouble keeping friendships, relationships, those types of things as well. So if somebody is having a difficulty managing stressors, then I think that can lead to that dysregulation.
I know this may seem like a really basic question, but do you guys see a lot of this on the front lines?
I think with all children, there is a bit of dysregulation because it's all about how we, and with adults, and it's all about learning how to manage and understand our own emotions. We have a, it's no different than we have a new baby in our family. And so it was so interesting because the doctor had mentioned, when the baby cries, they're dysregulated, right? That's what that is. Something's off. So then what is it that you do to help to support that? Oh, do you change their diaper? Do they need to be fed? Do they need to be burped? And that's right at the beginning stages of starting to becoming regulated with our emotions, right? And then we go through that right through as adults.
This all makes sense to if you're a parent. But what role would, say, grandparents play? Maybe even the broader community.
I think grandparents can be a safe place for, I mean, it takes that there's a statement, it takes a village, right, to support with raising children, and to providing them with various supports. So I think grandparents can be an amazing extra resource for, I mean, they can also help the parents to self-regulate just by giving them a little bit of time away, because sometimes we all just need a breather, right, and to take a moment. So I think grandparents or any other member of the community who the child has a relationship has the ability to support that child in self-regulating and in building awareness of their own feelings and their own emotions.
Lisa, Pink Shirt Day deals a lot with bullying. And we witness a lot of bullying by adults these days. We see aggressive behavior in our politicians, our sports figures, in music, movies, and other cultural activities. Even our community, we see aggressive behavior from the grocery store to people driving to conversations on the street. How much does this contribute to children's behavior?
Well, children definitely learn by example, right? So, bullying can manifest in a variety of ways. And one of them is if that is what they're seeing, they're witnessing aggression, they're seeing inappropriate behavior, that is definitely something that can lend itself. That's why this is so important to have a community conversation around it as well, right? And how do we all support one another and build one another up and be kinder to one another?
So, Lisa, how do we change this?
Well, I hope that it starts by us all coming together and having conversations and having those initial conversations, offering more opportunities as well to come together as community. As folks start to understand a little bit more about self-regulation, we can also look at offering other opportunities after to help to support this to continue a continuum of it. This shouldn't just be Pink Shirt Day and now we're one and done. This is very important work and conversations, and it's something that we want to build upon.
Amy, there are many things going on in our world that we see in the news that there's a backlash against inclusivity and acceptance of others, which is part of Pink Shirt Day. What kind of an impact do you think these activities, like the county is promoting, help?
Oh, I think it helps because it's specifically promoting kindness, inclusivity, and acceptance. And it's stating that anything outside of that is not acceptable and that we need to be inclusive to everyone. So these events are really opening up that room for that conversation, and just provides an amazing opportunity for people to connect. And I also find in the world that we're living in, social media can be so it has so many great aspects and that you can connect with people, but also can be really challenging because often you're only seeing the positive side of someone's social and familial relations. But if you speak to each individual, everyone has their positive moments and everyone has their struggles too. So just having the opportunity to talk to one another, I find even, I have two young children, a 2 and a 4-year-old, and just speaking with my friends about, hey, my child had this type of outburst. Have you ever had that happen? What have you done? And just to get advice from others is excellent, I find.
Lisa, what role does social media play and other internet-based activities in bullying?
Well, I feel now with social media that and I think that it's being seen by all that it is easier for folks, or folks are doing it more readily than they would when they were have to do it face to face. I think people are quick to respond, don't take the time to think, to formulate what they want to say. They don't have to see the reaction of the person on the other end as to what impact what they're saying may have on them. And I think that that's kind of, upped the upped it a little bit in the manner of which bullying is taking place.
Lisa, Historically, Pink Shirt Day was associated with the LGBTQ2+ community to fight homophobia and transphobia. Amy, is this still the case today, and how much is this aspect emphasized in the current Pink Shirt Day commemorations?
Like I had shared in the beginning of this interview, the Pink Shirt Day technically originated from the grade nine student who wore the Pink Shirt Day, and it was homophobic slurs that were said to the individual, in addition to some pushing and shoving as well. But it is definitely part of the conversation. Bullying via discrimination and homophobia is still something that we are absolutely trying to work towards having conversations about because it's not acceptable. But it's not just that area. We want to talk about bullying in any form. So it can be physical bullying, it can be verbal bullying, cyberbullying. We've touched a little bit upon. Lisa just spoke about it. So it is absolutely part of the conversation that we wish to have. But we also want to widen that conversation to encompass any form of bullying.
Lisa, will there be any activities taking place on the actual day, on the 25th of February?
We will be encouraging folks to wear pink on that day in the community. And as well, we'll have some resources and links for them to find out further information. I would encourage anybody that can, and this hasn't kind of gone out yet, but a thought of mine was with Travis Price, who is the co-founder of Pink Shirt Day. I would love to share out and encourage you as well to share out on the Canadian Museum of History. There is a 4-minute video where he speaks to Pink Shirt Day and how it originated. And it's just great to hear the story from him firsthand and how what had happened that day impacted him and how that transitioned into what it has become now.
So just to be clear, then on Pink Shirt Day, in the early years, programs run by the county, there will be activities going on that day in the
We
various
will
schools.
encourage, yes, we'll encourage folks to wear pink. Our educators will read specific stories to children and just to help to raise additional awareness within their programs, the early on in childcare programs.
So while Lisa has touched upon some of the things that will be done on February 25th, like the stories read by educator and encouraging Pink Shirt Day, we have specifically chosen the Saturday, February 28th, to have the larger event for the sole purpose of trying to attend, get as many people to attend as possible, knowing that sometimes Monday to Friday can be a bit more challenging for people to attend a larger, especially daytime event. So yes, on February 25th, it's absolutely encouraged to participate and have conversations about bullying awareness. But February 28th is specifically just because we think that that day we might be able to encourage a larger audience. And really, our goal is to have as many people attend as possible so that we can have as wholesome a conversation as we can.
So then, Amy, why don't you just take a moment and give us all the details one more time, date, place, time, etc.
Yes, so again, we're so excited to be hosting the event, Pink Shirt Day event, Saturday, February 28th from 9 to 12 p.m. at the Best Western Plus Cobourg Inn and Convention Center. We're very excited to have Susan Hopkins from the Merritt Center attend as our guest speaker. And we're also thrilled to have the school boards, Kawartha Pine Ridge District School Board and the Peterborough, Victoria, Northumberland, and Clarington Catholic School Board join us as well. A light lunch will be provided, a question and answer period will follow our keynote speaker. We also will have child minding services available for anyone who attend with children. And we're really just looking forward to a wonderful, positive event.
Amy Dubaloa and Lisa Smith, I want to thank both of you for talking to me today.
Thank you for having us.
That was Amy Dubaloa, early years supervisor, and Lisa Smith, early years coordinator for Northumberland County. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.